This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown.
You may have noticed we've had a bit of damp these past few months, he said with a touch of British understatement. Of the many images from the recent downpours across Texas, few of those images communicate the depth of it all better than the proverbial photo of a capsized car or cars, up to their windshields, sinking behind the reporter doing a stand-up. Even more dramatic is if your own vehicle has been flooded. FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agency, has announced it's stepping in to help compensate many of those who lost their cars due to water damage. But wait, what happens to all those formerly waterlogged cars? Mike Quincy can tell you what happens to a lot of those cars. He's an automotive specialist at Consumer Reports. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks very much for having me on.
Mike, how do these wind up in used car lots? I mean, I always thought that once a car was written off as a loss, that's got to affect the title.
Well, you'd think. I mean, unfortunately, a lot of water-damaged cars can make it to the used car market camouflaged as ordinary used cars. I mean, once a car is totaled, it's supposed to get a new title called the salvage title. And those titles are usually either plainly marked with the word salvage or flood. But in some states, the warning is an obscure coded letter or number. I mean, you really know how to read your state's title codes. And total cards are typically sold at salvage auctions or junkyards as vehicle rebuilders. But since reselling the vehicle is legal, you have to know, though, that as long as the flood damage is disclosed to its buyers on the title, then they can sell it. But some states allow you to kind of hide this information.
Is there a way for a layperson, someone who doesn't know, to spot flood damage if you've got a car and maybe you're suspicious?
Well, you know, you're really actually better equipped to sense a flood damaged car than you think, because you just kind of use some of your basic senses. In other words, you use your nose. Your nose can tell when an interior is smells moldy. The touch of your fingertips can sense when the car's carpeting is damp. There's a lot of things that you can do to check out whether or not you think the car has been in a flood. You might find some silt in the trunk, which could mean flood damage. If you find a smell of mold, or you find an air freshener looking to like clean up the smell of the interior, that's kind of a sign. If the dashboard lights or the power windows or other electronics are showing like intermittent behavior, that's a sign, because the thing about flood damaged cars is the electronics don't zap out on you immediately. They might die over time. And this is the prevalence of corrosion and how slowly they can infill the important components of your car.
Well, you know, you talk about the issue of corrosion. I think about how many cars these days are equipped with anti-lock brakes, for example. What are the more vulnerable areas, and are we talking about possible safety issues?
Oh, definitely airbags. For example, the corrosion could find its way to the airbag controllers, and that could be a potential hazard. So much of cars' operations these days are electronic, and so any of the various computer systems in your cars can be corrupted and ruined by flood damage. It isn't always that apparent. So, you know, to the naked eye. But like we said, that there's some things that you can do to tell to get a good idea if your car has been underwater.
What about resources out there for folks who think that they might have purchased one of these water damaged vehicles? Any suggestions? Any place you might be able to point them?
If you're looking at a car and the car's price just sounds too good to be true, it probably is. So that's, you know, that could be a telltale sign to avoid getting into it in the beginning. One of the resources that consumers can go to find out beforehand before they purchase a flood damaged car is the National Motor Vehicle Title Information System. And this is at vehiclehistory.gov. That's vehiclehistory.gov. And that will help consumers run a background check to find out if the title of the car has been washed.
Mike Quincy, automotive expert with Consumer Reports. Mike, thanks so much.
Thanks very much for having me on.